You know, we feel like we got a mentally strong group here, and sure, it's not an ideal situation, but it's what we got, and it's kind of what we've, you know, said all year. We've had some injuries. Nobody cares. Nobody cares that, you know, we got to play two tomorrow, and it's just, like I said, show up and win.
Oh, Matt Olson, I care. I promise you. I care deeply. Welcome back to the Morning Shift. Triple in for Tiffany, Sports Radio 99 game. Spencer Schwellenbach gets a start in game one, and this is really unfair to the Diamondbacks. Whoever wins game one, they're in. Game two, they'll trot out their AAA lineup and probably pitch a bullpen game and just try to rest their regulars as much as possible.
But you can't really ready. You can't really rest that many guys, though. I mean, the Braves are trotting out a half of a AAA lineup as it is. So, I mean, I don't know
You just contradict yourself. They're going to rest as many as possible, certainly.
But you've only got you're going to have an extra guy today, an extra pitcher, I think, the 26th spot. But other than that, I mean, who takes over Matt Olson? Who's going to come in for him? I mean, you're going to play. You got to have both catchers play because of, you know, one will catch one game, the other will catch the other. I guess maybe Whit Merrifield could play third base. You can rest Gio Urshela. I mean,
well, he's going to be your starter, though.
But I mean, you know,
he's going to be your starter third base, though.
But I know. But I'm just saying, like, it's not like
you could have three or four guys. That would,
yeah. I could say you,
but still, that's still, it's still ridiculous. We got to this point, though.
Well, it's ridiculous because of how Major League Baseball let the teams dictate how they wanted to play this out with the Hurricane. But I don't think it's unfair to the Diamondbacks. Hell, if you wanted to get in, you should have won more games.
You should have won more games, certainly.
I mean,
but
I can't
as
feel
things
bad
are currently costed, well, I'm not going to feel that bad for them. But you know that there's a bit of that there. But as for Spencer Schwellenbach, though. Well, just don't walk anybody.
No, listen, y'all are missing one of the main topics of this. First of all, when does the winner of game one, when do they celebrate? That's going to be the question.
Yeah, are they going to be drunk for game two? Are they going to have any time?
But here's the thing. Could we get the ultra rare double celebration after the doubleheader's over? You know what I mean? Can we just get everybody? Can we just get all 50 players, you know, 52 players spraying champagne at the same time?
You think they hug each other
after game two? Wouldn't that be unique?
Well, let me tell you something. That would be how an investigation would come out. Wait a second. The Braves won 2-1 in game one, and they lost 12-0 in game two.
Your starting pitcher for game two, Marcelo Zuna.
That's right.
And we've seen how his arm is.
Yeah. I mean, it's just so interesting to me. And I said this yesterday in a tweet. I was like, can we just make a gentleman's agreement that whoever wins game one gets to celebrate right then and there, champagne, the whole thing, gets it
be
done.
Be hammered for game two.
And it's a gentleman's agreement. No matter what, no matter which way it goes, it's like it is what it is. And we'll just figure it out for game two. But, man, it just –
But you got to get out of there and travel, though, right away.
It's just so unique, man. It's so unique to see how this all kind of comes together and fits. And what a massive, massive day of baseball down at Truist Park. And I'll be curious to see what the crowd is like with the early game. You know what I mean? I mean, it's obviously a big day. And, look, man, I say we all just clock out of here about 9 o'clock and head on down there. What do y'all think, man? Going on down to the Battery.
I'm down. Yeah.
I think I read that, and I'm pretty positive I'm going to give this exactly the way I read it, but if the Braves win, they will go to San Diego tomorrow night.
Yep.
And so, you know, you not only do you have to play a doubleheader today.
You got to fly across the country.
But then you got to get on a West Coast trip.
But it's not like they're flying on a C-130 troop transport. Well, you know, they fly in luxury, but still, that's the thing.
You know
gotta
what?
Hydrate,
hold on,
though.
Hold
gotta
on.
Hydrate on the plane.
And I know that MLB flights are different than NFL flights because of the amount of people, and their charters are completely set up different. But, dude, I don't want to hear that. You don't fly commercial. You're still flying on a regular ass plane. You're still gonna play two baseball games, in one day, and then fly across the country, and then get crap sleep, and then wake up the next day and have to play a playoff game. That is not easy for anyone.
I don't know if you've read this too, but if the games are split today, New York just flies right back to Milwaukee. Like, they just finished their series in Milwaukee. If they split today, they'll fly right back to Milwaukee.
Yeah, and that's...
Well, you shouldn't have lost to the White Sox, Braves.
I know. I agree.
The Mets are 1-5 against Milwaukee this year. So, I mean, yeah, if you wanted to handle that
Milwaukee's
situation,
my
you could have done
that. Milwaukee's
my
dark horse team, though, for the World Series, if you ask me.
But they got good pitching, too. Their pitching is
feisty.
Very good.
That's a feisty team.
But I think, look, you know, let's before we get back to Falcons, let's put a bow on this. The reality is, You want to win game one, Rob, as you know, because you want Chris Sale locked in to start game two. And then, if I'm not mistaken, Max Fried would be able to start game. You want Sale starting game one, and then Fried would be able to start game two.
Man, if you win game one, I put Chris Sale on a plane right away. Borrow Arthur Blank's plane, get him out there, let him get some sleep.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Get a 5-hour jump on everybody. I'd get his ass out there.
Does anybody have a plane with a bed? A king size bed?
Yes.
Just throw this man in there with
it's
anything.
Some melatonin.
Yeah. A couple sleep masks, maybe an oxygen tank in there.
Big tank for Spencer Swellenbach. Trust your stuff. Don't walk anybody. Don't walk
chamber.
Anybody. Yes.
Rob, I do have to apologize to people. Yesterday, I'm doing the post-game show, and I'm like, you know, Goforth's going through the NFL scores. And I was like, Goforth, I got to tell everybody the Braves are down 4-2. You know, I want to make sure all the Braves fans are updated. And I immediately get like 5 tweets from people that are like, dude, you just said the score backwards. So somehow in there I said, hey, the Braves are up 4-2, well, and people were not happy about it. I was like, that is on me.
Dude, what's wrong with you?
It's a man up Monday.
And that's exactly what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to exercise the demons before the Braves take the field today. Hopefully I can take care of that.